Unlimited series. And today, we're going to have another opportunity to worship through sending. Now, some of you guys might remember a couple of weeks ago, we worshiped through sending Mark and Heidi. And they're going to be heading on a mission to a place called Senegal with an organization called Mercy Ships. And they'll be spending the next couple of years in Africa helping provide medical care for thousands who are in need. And if you weren't able to be here, I would highly, highly, highly recommend that you grab a bulletin. Because in the bulletin, on the back, at the bottom, there is a place where there's a link so you can go hear their hearts, so you can read about their calling and support them in it. We've also put the link for that on Facebook, so if you want to go there, it's our Genesis Point Facebook. We posted it on Wednesday. So that was our week one of worshiping through sending. And today we're going to be worshiping by sending out a different group. We're going to be worshiping by sending our graduates. So the thing is, we're going to be worshiping by sending a new generation of teenagers into adulthood. But we want to do it in a little bit of a different way. So most of the churches I've been at, the church kind of, you know, they call up the graduates, they give them like a book or something, they say a quick prayer, and we kind of move on with the service. But then we were thinking about sending out Mark and Heidi, and it's like, what, we should be doing the exact same thing with our seniors. I mean, this is a serious time in their lives, a huge moment in their lives, in the lives of their families, in the lives of this church. It's a really big time. And so sending out our students. And sending out your students into the world isn't always the easiest task. I mean, if you think about it, I was kind of thinking about it this way a couple of days ago. Over the past few years, we've had the opportunity to do child dedications for a ton of different children. So we dedicate them. We dedicate the babies to them. We say what we're going to do is we're going to show them God's love. We're going to help them grow up and know Christ. Well, today is the day that those pieces come to fruition. While, you know, our church isn't that. Our church is 9 years old. We're not old enough to have dedicated any of our seniors. We have taken over that promise from other churches who did dedicate it. Other churches passed that baton to us. And we continue to run with it. We continue to work to help them as we share with God with them when they're babies, then turn into children, then turn into teenagers, now they're graduates. So we are now completing that child dedication commitment. And in a way, what we're doing is now we are dedicating them as adults. So I want to go ahead and begin today with the scripture. The scripture is going to kind of put us in the proper mindset. It's a psalm from David. And David's going through kind of some rough early adulthood time. And this is what he wrote heading into his 20s. And it's something that I pray that our graduates can say as they face the challenges in life. This is Psalm 16. That I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. But I will keep my eyes always on the Lord. Because with him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, my tongue rejoices, my body also will rest secure. Because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You will make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with the eternal pleasures that you are. That should be our prayer for each of these graduates as they stand up to become ambassadors of Christ moving out into the world. That's what we want them to hold in their hearts. And because this is such an important event, I want you to know who it is we're sending as a church. I know not everyone has had the opportunity to know our seniors, to know their hearts, to hear where they're going. So I'd like to invite each of our seniors to now come up and introduce themselves to our church family.
I am not a senior. I'm almost a senior, but I'm not a senior. But I'm the mother of a senior. And this is my daughter, Anka. But I'm also standing here on behalf of Mitch Baker, who is a senior, and he is not here today. So I want to just quickly introduce him. He comes to Genesis quite frequently, and so if you see him, he's about 6 feet tall. just, you know, encourage him to. Because I think standing up in front of everyone this morning was something that he was really not okay with doing. But he still needs the prayer and sending him the encouragement there, too. So anyway, Mitch is graduating this, actually just graduated yesterday from Concord Academy in Wayne City. And he is going to be going off to boot camp in August. He's enlisted in the Marines. So,
oh, I'm not loud enough. Okay, thank you.
So Mitch is going to be going to the Marines in August, and anyone who has served our country in that way before, you know that when you go away, you do need a lot of support and prayer and love from your family and your church family back home. So hopefully before he goes away, we can snag him up here and we can, you know, just encourage him in whenever he does come to church. You know, I know he needs that. So I'm going to just kind of go through the questions here with Annika, and she can tell you a little bit more about herself. So, what is your name? Where did you go to school? And tell us a little bit
about you. My name is Annika. I went to school at Concord Academy of Boyne. Graduated yesterday.
Yeah, so Annika went to Concord from kindergarten all the way through, so 13 years there. And Concord is known for being a fine arts academy. And Ani did the full round. She did lots of dance, art, theater, singing, choir, a little bit of band. That wasn't really her gig. But, you know, experienced the fine arts to the fullest. And she was given several art awards in various community art galleries this spring. I was really proud of her as her mom to be given several awards in that way, scholarships. She's a very talented artist and dancer. And so tell us a little bit about, if you could please, kind of shifting gears, how has God been a part of your life? And, you know, when did you meet him? And tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so my family has been involved in Genesis since it was planted in Wayne City. And I've grown up in the church. I've been so privileged to have both my immediate family and my grandparents, aunts and uncles, all support me in my faith. So that has always kind of been a part of my life from the time I could remember. And my faith really started to become personal as I grew up. And then 3 years ago now, when I was a sophomore, we spent a semester in Kona, Hawaii, and that was when I really felt like my faith truly became my own, and I just learned a ton about God in that time and about service, and, well, I guess that'll tie into some stuff we'll talk about later, but, yeah, so that's a little bit of a testimony.
And if you could say, in the last couple of years, how have you been able to grow in the church or serve in either this church or other places in the area?
So I've been privileged as well to be able to serve here, especially in the kids ministry. The children are a passion of mine. I care about them a lot. I think they're siblings. Kids have always been a really important part of my life. In this church, just the closeness, the atmosphere, the family has been so important to me. And also, another church that has really made an impact on my life, the Wallen Community Church Youth Group, where I attend with my brother. We have been able to both feel like very fostered by that environment and also have a place to serve there as well. I served on the worship team this year. Actually, since I've been going there, I've been on the worship team. This year I served as student director, so I helped with the coordination for that. And that was a place, I think, to learn a little bit of communication and how that works in the church. And it was a really good skill to learn, as well as also just be able to stand up in front of a group of people and sing for God. So that was really cool.
And do you have a specific verse that has really stood out to you over the years? Or maybe not a verse, maybe just more of like a character, like one of God's character traits that has stood out?
So when I was thinking at this first, something immediately kind of came to mind. One of my favorite stories growing up was the story of Esther. I think when I was younger, I had something to do with the fact that she was a princess. But as I've grown older, I've been able to kind of appreciate just how cool this story is. This young woman who was placed in a position that was totally above what she could do, but through God, she was able to accomplish a task that saved so many lives. And in a few chapters through the story, there's a conversation that she has with her cousin and mentor, and he basically says, you know, you think you can't do this, but maybe this is why you're here. Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. And that has had a big impact on my life, because I spend a lot of time thinking about God's plan, especially in this season, and it's really comforting to know that when I was born, God had a plan for my life, and I'm discovering it now as I grow.
So the question we've all been waiting for, the question every senior hates to be asked a million times over again, but it's really important, I think, for the people who are going to be praying for you, to know what are you doing next. So you have a couple of minutes to talk about that.
So as I was saying, a sophomore year, we spent a little time in Hawaii with a mission organization called Youth with a Mission, and that time was really like shaped my life and helped me grow up in a lot of ways. And I knew from that time that I wanted to go back into a school myself, without my family there. As much as I love my family, I wanted to be able to go through the experience alone. It's an amazing culture and an amazing opportunity. The school is structured so that you spend about 3 or 4 months learning about traits of God and how to hear his voice, and then you spend a few months in an outreach phase where you go do missions worldwide. It's very safe, really exciting experience. I'm going to London in July. My school is dance-focused, so I'll spend a few hours every day learning dance, and my outreach will actually kind of be around that. I've danced since I was really young, so I'm really excited to be able to incorporate that into a little bit of mission work. So travel, serving God, and dance will kind of all come together in a really cool way for me. So.
Okay, and when do you leave? So she'll be around a few more weeks. And is there a way that you can think of that we, as your church family, can pray for you in the next couple of weeks, couple of months?
Yeah, so I'm here for another month. And I think that this time is going to be a little bit bittersweet. I've been a very emotional couple of days here as I've graduated. And I'm going to be working a little bit this summer before I go, but just pray that I can finish this season strong. And that I'll be able to just spend some really great time with my family before I go away. Prayers that that stuff will come together for my trip, and that while I'm there, I'll have a lot of opportunities to serve God in a full way. Yeah.
And then kind of circling back around to Mitch, I know that some of his prayer requests are also, you know, finishing well, working a lot this summer, and just as someone who's been part of his life for the last several years, I think I met him when he was about a year and a half old. He was in my nursery class. My husband and I called it, you know, sort of like this, I don't know, a hard place to be with these little toddlers every single week back in the church we used to be in. But now I see them as adults, and they have grown so much, and it's amazing to just watch them in their walks with the Lord, too. So it's very special, I think, for both of them, too. Graduating, but for Mitch, I think just supporting him in his walk with the Lord as well is going to be really important for our church. So, without further ado, Abe and Heidi, did you want to come up right now? And we might just share a quick little story, and then we're going to pray for both of the kids. And then we'll pray for the graduates, and then we'll. Well, I don't even know where to start. I have so many amazing memories with my niece, starting from 4 months old when we first met. And I think one of my favorites, though, is when we went camping out at Burt Lake together. Not Burt Lake, Douglas Lake, together. And everything was just, one of the things I love about Ani is everything is exciting. And it's the joy and excitement and passion with which she approaches pretty much everything that she's interested in.
it's been a joy for me to be around you and going camping and took some apples and stuck them on the end of a stick and put them in the fire until the skin started to burn. And we flung them in the lake. And then got fished them back out, peeled the burnt skin off, and ate them with eating apple pie. It was amazing. So just doing stuff like that with Ani and all the time we spent together has been just amazing for me. And I've enjoyed every second of it. We were also privileged to have Mitch living with us for 6 months. And that time was really, that time was really cool for our family. We had two, we went from having two toddlers to two toddlers and two teenagers in a very short amount of time. So that was interesting. I remember there was one time we left the two boys, Mitch and Joseph, with the kids for a while while we went out somewhere. And Joseph had always said, our exchange student was always saying, he was never going to change diaper. Never. So we got back and they said, well, let's get the diaper change. I'm like, oh, how bad is he going to be? Kind of thing. No, Mitch took care of it. And I think that's kind of Mitch in a nutshell. Mitch steps up and does what needs to be done. And we saw it time and again when he was living with us, the things I hear from other people, his hard work, he steps up and does what needs to be done. And I've appreciated that about him in all the times I've known him. All right, so Abe's going to be the prayer here. So I'm going to pass it off.
So I'm going to pray for Mitch and Anka, and then next up. God, we thank you for this day that we can gather, and thank you for watching for the roots of the role that each of the people in this church have had in these seniors, and the blessing that this church has been to these seniors. And we want to lift Anka and Mitch up to you. This is now entering the season where their faith will become their own and not just something that they see around them, but they'll make choices for themselves. And so we want to lift them up and ask that you go before them and guide them and keep them close to you. Please show each of us how and when to reach out to each of these young adults and drop an encouraging word or pray for them. And Lord, we know that you're going to do great things through each of their lives. And we're really excited to see you all that you do. So we just pray your blessing over each of them. And thank you for the chance that we've all had to be in relationship with each of them. That's your name.
Amen. So now it's our turn. It's our turn to engage with our graduates. We're going to do that in a couple of ways. First, we're going to do the same thing we did for Marge and Heidi. You guys have heard, you have the opportunity. We would love whoever wants to take the opportunity, come up, put their hands on Anika. We're going to pray for her as a church family.
And I just have one more person I'd love to bring up during this prayer time. Is that okay, Nathan, too? We have had an exchange student living with us for the year, Lydia. And she's about to go home. This is her last Sunday, too. So while Lydia's coming up, Ani wanted to say a word.
So it's my senior year, and we've had several exchange students before, but we were talking about having one, and I was thinking to myself, maybe I'm going to be a little bit too busy. Maybe this year's not the right year. Then Lydia's profile came along, and we thought, oh, she seems really cool. And the weeks went by, and there wasn't a host family for her, so we volunteered to take her for a few weeks. And I knew that it was a trial period, and the plan was that she would go to school and meet her family and maybe stay with friends for a few weeks. But then she came, and we all just fell in love with her. And the first night I remember telling my mom, I was like, oh my gosh, I really like her. So we kept her. Stray dog. No, but our whole family loves Lydia so much. She's the sweetest, most hilarious person that you'll ever meet. She makes me laugh every single day. And I just love her a lot, so we're excited to send her back home. We're not excited to send her back home. We're excited for her next steps. I'm very prepared for this. And sad to see her go. So, yeah.
So one of the things that I learned as a common theme with this is we just apparently just keep kids. So between Heidi and the Monday, I just like, oh yeah, we just got to get in, now they're ours. So just keep that in mind if you see any random kids wandering around. They will just be, yeah, they just become family. So yeah, if you guys would love to come up, we'd love to just take a minute and pray for Lydia and Anika and for Mitch. God, thank you so much for the fact that we have this next generation to send. I pray that they take what they have learned here. They take what you have taught them in so many different places and just magnify it. Allow them to be ambassadors to men. Allow them to shine their light wherever they go. Give them wisdom. It is tough growing up and making those decisions. But let them know that they have you behind them 100% supporting them, and that they have a church that loves them. Give them discernment. Give them the ability to just know that you are good, that you are loving. God, I pray for their next steps. We don't know what they are right now. We can see the immediate, but I pray for them as they move on further and further and further in life, that they are following you in everything that they do. I pray so much for who they are, and I thank you for the encouragement and just the life that they poured into this church. You are so good. And I pray that they remember that all the days of their life. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's so exciting whether you have one senior or you have 10 seniors or you have 100 seniors. We just wanted you guys to be able to hear from them, to be able to know specifically who they are, hear a little bit about their personality, how God has moved in their lives. So now you can engage in praying for them. And the thing is, you guys know as well as I, that transition time, that time trying to become an adult is tough. I mean, I remember it's like those days where you're unsure of everything, where you're like, who are you? What do you believe? What should you be doing as a career? Where are you going to go? Who are you going to talk to? Who are you going to meet? Are these people good friends or bad friends? It's such a volatile season in life, and really it can go 100 different ways, especially when it comes to your faith. And surveys say that teenagers have a tendency, when they come to church, they have a tendency to walk away from it. They walk away from it shortly after graduation. In fact, surveys say that between 75 and 90% of students who go to church stop going to church between the ages of 18 and 22. And that's why it's so important that we continue to pray for them, we continue to encourage them, we continue to show them love. Because part of that's on us. Part of that is on the church. That they're here, oh man, we love you guys, we want to nurture you, we want to pray for you. You graduate, it's like, well, did my job. Good luck, buddy, have a good time. And you kind of wipe your hands clean of it. That's not the way it should be. These graduates are still our kids. Our commitment to them is still there, even when they have a diploma in their hands. You guys who are parents, you know this. You have kids who are 20, 30, 40, 50 years old. They're still your kids. You still pour into them. Hopefully you still pray for them and still care for them. And any way it goes, you have to realize you are continuing to show them how much God means in your life. Now, whether or not you're showing them something good or something bad
is really up to you. I mean, if you go to visit them, or they come to visit you, and you skip church because it's like, well, they don't go to church, I don't want to make them uncomfortable. What are you telling your kids? If you go to visit them, you stop, you're like, oh, I won't read my Bible, I don't want to pray in front of them, they're going to think I'm a little weird. What are you telling them? You're validating their decision. It's tough, but it's one of those things that when you're a parent, you keep showing God day after day after day after day after day. For some of you guys who are more in the grandparents' age, if you're retired and you spend most of your Sundays missing church because you're always traveling and vacationing, what are you telling your kids? If you only tithe when you're here, if you only you have a hard time volunteering, you're like, well, I don't really know my schedule. I want to be free. I don't want to commit. What are you telling your kids? What are you saying to them? And if you think about it, if your grandparents showed the same type of commitment to the church that you show as a grandparent, where would you be right now? Where would you be right now? I think about my grandparents. I think about the generation of grandparents and how much they poured in, that they were always the Sunday school teachers and they were always the ones who were caring for people. They made life-altering differences in my life. You guys have that same opportunity. We have to continue to show the next generation how much God means to us. And not until the day the kids leave the house. Not until the day that we retire. But until the day that we die. And then, we should show them how much we love God at our funeral too. Think about Bella. It was all over the place. We have to continue to care for our kids, for that next generation, to show them how much God means. And as Ani said, as Mitch said, same with Lydia, those who graduate from Boyne, unfortunately, they don't have a college here. They're not going to be close by for us to pour into them directly. But that doesn't mean that we can't continue to support them as a church. So we have two major ways that we can continue to engage in their lives. One of them we just did. We prayed for them. So put them on your prayer list. Pray for them once a week for the next few years. I mean, think about, pray for things like peace, wisdom, a good church home, godly friends, strength, direction. Pray for them. Continue to bring them up in prayer. And the second way is that we can encourage them. And that's how I'd like for us to transition into the next portion of worship for today. Today we are going to send our graduates out with the encouragement of the church. And here's how we're going to do it. Each of you guys is going to be getting a few index cards and a pen. Greg, there's a black thing back there with index cards and a pen. If you can grab those and pass them. So each of you guys are going to be getting a set of index cards and a pen. And what I'd like for you to do is write notes of encouragement. Write notes of encouragement, one to Annika and one to Mitch. And if you have some other students in mind, like other seniors who are graduating, I mean, maybe somebody who previously went to Genesis Point, maybe somebody who's a family friend or a neighbor or somebody like that, grab an extra card for each of those people you want to encourage. Now, the thing is, you're like, okay, so what exactly do I write on? Okay, there are a ton of different ways that you can encourage. You could do words of wisdom. Just something godly that God has put into your life as a word of wisdom. You can do a memory verse. Something that has come to your mind, a memory of them, a scripture verse, something that really engages them and allows them to kind of process. You can do a prayer. Not, I will pray for you. Write the prayer down. I am praying for you that you will have this, that you will see this, that God will do this. Or any combination of those that you feel would really encourage our graduates and show them God's love in a time where they're short. So I got a couple of things that you guys are going to need to remember on this. First, please write who it's to. That way we don't get confused. And you're like, I hope you enjoy your dance. And Mitch is like, what am I talking about here? So, please write who it's to. That's important. Second, please write your name on it. so they know who it is that encouraged them. And then at the end of the time, we've got two envelopes. One says Annika, one says Mitch on it. And the third thing you're going to do is put those cards in their envelopes. They're going to be sitting at that back table back there. And if you're a note to somebody who isn't one of them, just please take the note home with you and make sure that you mail it to them. But for Mitch and for Annika, what we want to do, this is what we're doing. We are filling those envelopes with encouragement from their church family. Something that they can hold on to and then open up. They're not going to read them all today. They're going to open them up when they have a rough time. It's so that they can read a few notes whenever and be encouraged in a time where they're struggling and they just need some cheering up. And they may not need that today. They may not need it tomorrow, but maybe in a few months or maybe a few years, they'll pull one or two or five of those out and read it and know that they are loved. Know that God's still there. And know that Genesis 1 cares for you. It's my hope that these notes of encouragement last for years.